This is a HeadGum Original.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Entire life.
Woo!
A laugh for that shouldn't have been a laugh, not funny. Thank you guys for coming to Review Review Live!
Woo!
This is our first live show in person. We did one over Zoom and it wasn't with Alfred.
And it wasn't good.
Hey.
Hey, no, I was on it.
How are we doing? Are we like...
Is there anyone who they've never heard the podcast, they don't know the podcast?
Great question.
That's enough.
How are we feeling? Are you nervous?
What if we change the format?
No, not nervous? No? Are you excited? Don't lie. I'm here.
Sat in the front row, pretty brave. Doesn't know the format. Sits in the front row.
Is there anyone who traveled to be here?
Woo! What if it was all crowd work? What do you do for a living? Don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Alf, how are you doing?
I'm so good. I'm pretty tired.
Okay.
I ran a marathon today.
Every time we start the podcast, you say you're tired.
And that should be a sign to my doctors, to you.
Daniel, my boyfriend and I, we watched the marathon today. I cried the whole time. Every second. It was like truly just watching people running. That's what a marathon is. I was watching people and I'm like... They're really doing it. Like, they're really, like, we're all just, like, humans watching each other run, which is what our bodies are, like,
not to
do.
Put you on blast.
Okay.
But to put you on blast a little bit. You did say this morning, why is it so long? Why are they running all day? I don't understand.
No.
How can it be so many
to
hours?
To put you on blast, I said this last night, and I didn't say, why is it all day? I said, it really takes all day.
Okay, so exactly the same.
Because one of our friends who lives in New York like couldn't be here tonight because his girlfriend's running the marathon, and I'm like, oh, that's like...
It's like an old
day. Are you
thing,
is then that's you're out of commission like all of Sunday. I was being fully serious, and he's like, yeah. And I tell Alf, I'm like, I can't possibly take all fucking day. And he's like, 26 miles.
We lived in Boston for 4 years. There's a marathon every year. All the colleges
never
get
it
off.
It.
Never watched it once.
Never watched it once.
Got drunk in the street every year instead. Much better pastime.
What else is new? We're recording this, by the way. This is our first live recording of a podcast as well.
Yes.
Yes. So even if it's not funny, be like, ah, yay. So then people listen. They'll be like, oh, my God, I missed the best show.
And we're only going to charge like $25 on Bandcamp. Like, it's super. But marathons is the topic, right?
I guess.
Because we were talking about marathons for 5 minutes. Boo. Right?
You scared me.
It was a haunted house.
No, we're not here to talk about marathons. Crazy. We are here to talk about something scary. To me, running is terrifying. We are here to talk about something scary. We're here to talk about something a little surprising.
done three versions of this episode before.
We've done three versions of this episode before, but never in person never with these two guests at the same time. Now, these two guests are two of the funniest people that have ever lived. They invented comedy. And
they're a double act. You've seen them a million times together.
You've seen them a million times together. We could not be more excited and grateful to have our two guests come out in a second. And by a second, I mean once the music starts.
As soon as that beat drops.
We've got...
What if you sang it a cappella? This was all a play to get you to sing.
And if it's the music
starts...
We've got Kylie Brakeman!
Come out. You can come out.
told them that we were playing Disturbia for them, and they're like, Disturbia? We're like, yeah. And I love it. I support it. Thank you guys for being here.
I'm very happy to be here.
We're so excited to have you guys. If you couldn't tell from Ryan Gall being here, we're doing Haunted Houses 4 today.
Yeah, come on, guys.
We're doing Haunted Houses. How are you guys?
I'm good. Just enjoying being adjacent to the marathon. I know you already talked about it. Being on a slow train from the marathon. Awesome stuff all around.
Yeah. So you were going slow. They were going fast. Did that feel good? Bad?
Yeah. Yeah, it felt poetic.
Okay.
Because I'm like, I'm not doing what you guys are doing.
I did love seeing people on the train with, like, I saw them have medals and ribbons on. And I was like, oh, my God, you ran, you're so brave. And it said volunteer. I'm like, that's nothing.
Literally anybody.
Yeah, why don't you get a job?
Why don't you do something with your life? How the hell are you?
I'm great. You know what? I had my AirPods fixed at Grand Central Station
Good
today.
Man.
What was wrong with them?
Well, this is interesting.
Sure hope so.
I'll get into it. You guys take a break. I'll talk to these guys. No, one of the, what I learned was they're called tips.
What's that?
The tip of the AirPod is like the little
tip.
Soft part. Well, yeah, you're way ahead of me. It's a very hacky joke, and I used it probably 6 times to 6 different Apple employees.
I bet they loved it.
And did they love it?
Yeah, they loved it. They were like, uh-huh, we've never heard that before. But no, I broke one of my tips, and I was like, how do I get this fixed, or do I have to buy a whole new one? And she was like, oh, honey. It's $8 for 2 new tips. And I was like, well, how much is a whole new set of AirPods? And she was like, she didn't even tell me. She just looked at me like, you dumb asshole. No, just
get
the $8.
It's
$10,000. So, no, I got that. And then I had a wonderful journey out to Brooklyn from Grant. Yeah, it was wonderful. And easy. It was easy to get here.
Well, we're not here to talk about easy. We're here to talk about scary. We're here to talk about, and it's very timely. It's, you know, a week after Halloween. And we're here to talk about haunted houses. Now, guys, experience. I know you have a lot of experience.
Lots.
And I want to hear about your year. But we've never talked to you about haunted houses.
No. No, and this is going to be new for us. So I'm from LA, and I would frequent Not Scary Farm occasionally.
Yeah.
Do we know Not Scary Farm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's I guess I first have to explain what Knott's Berry Farm is, because that's where the word scary becomes a play on. So it's sort of this like nightmarish themeless theme park that is like an amalgamation of different, like, they're like, it's the 50s, but it's also, there's a Mexico section.
And it's also Snoopy for some
and
reason.
And Snoopy and cowboys.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, so when it flips to Not Scary Farm, it's just sort of like some extra weird stuff going on. But I went in high school when I was 15, and I was like in the process of beginning to maybe date this guy. And we went in a group of 6, which is how you did dates back then. And
chaperoned.
What was it?
But you don't do that anymore? Just back then?
Yeah. No,
he does someone
and
watch.
You do you. And there was a critical, I remember there being a critical moment where it was clear that, because I did a little like, I'm cold. And
Yes, ma'am.
And it was very clear that like that was the moment, and everybody knew, that was the moment he was supposed to offer his jacket.
A hush fell over the group, and they're like, yeah. Kylie's cold.
Like, it's going to happen.
They're going to kiss.
But then he didn't, and a weird amount of time passed.
Oh, no.
And so his best friend gave me the jacket.
Whoa.
And I ended up wearing that for like 2 hours, and I felt really uncomfortable, and the friend felt really uncomfortable because we're like, I shouldn't be wearing the jacket right now. But I did eventually get with that guy a week later.
Good.
So it all happened.
Wow.
So that's my haunted house story.
That's amazing.
One time.
By the way, I thought not scary. Berry Farm was a play on Not Scary Farm. That's where I only knew Not Scary Farm.
You
so I was like, oh, that's
the
fun.
Theme park
a few,
was a play on
a few weeks
night?
During the year, they turn it into Not Berry Farm. That's fun.
It's so popular. What if we made it?
What if we did a daytime
not
thing?
Halloween theme and year round.
You'd make so much more money. 364
what if we made a roller coaster theme? That'd be kind of fun.
That's fun.
One time when I was 17, I went to Knott's Berry Farm, and my friend hollowed out a lemon tartlet and filled it with mustard and dared me to eat it.
So,
and
sorry.
I did.
And was he working for the haunted house?
No.
Jesus Christ, I know. Man.
What? It was a bear thing? Dare. I had to do it.
A bear dare? What the fuck is that?
You don't know a bear dare?
No.
Basically, you would say, Riley, I bear dare you to eat this lemon tartlet that's filled with mustard.
I know what a double
right,
dog dare
right.
is.
What's and if you didn't do it, if you were chicken, shit, and you didn't do it, I would get a bear on you. And we all know what that means.
I certainly do.
When then, if I have a bear on you,
what would happen?
Okay, let's say we're at a wedding reception. Okay, it's a very quiet, tender moment, and we're getting married, and I have a bear on you. Okay, and the groomsmen are giving speeches, and I lean to you, and I say, "Bear down."
What the fuck?
You have to stand up on your hind legs and roar like a grizzly.
But my question is, what if I didn't, because free will, famously, what if I was like, no, I'm not going to bear down? What
then
would happen?
I would get another bear on you.
But I got...
And they just fucking rack up and rack up and all before
so
you know
an,
it.
It's an honor system.
I got, you don't say no when someone asks you to bear down, you bear down.
You got, listen, Riley, you got to bear down. You have to bear down.
Holy shit.
You definitely, all respect for you is gone if you, like, don't bear down.
Okay, so your story is that you hooked up with your boyfriend's friend. Your story is that you ate mustard. And what was the last haunted house you did?
The last haunted, well, I did do Knott's this year. But I also, do you guys know?
You love haunted houses.
Love haunted houses. Anybody know what McCamey Manor is?
There's a Hulu doc about it. I watched the first 2 minutes, and then I got scared.
Yeah, it's terrible. Well, it turns into something very weird that is not about haunted houses. You eventually, by the end, you're like, I feel bad for vets and women who have been sexually assaulted. And you're like, that's not what I signed up for in this. Hey, listen.
But you've been?
No. Oh. You don't get charged to do this. You give a bag of dog food to get, this is not a joke. You give a bag of dog food or a can of wet dog food.
And then they have to eat
and
it.
And if you make it, and then, no,
or
if
you get a
make
bear.
It through, you get $20,000. And nobody has ever made it through this house.
Wait, where does the dog food
I
go?
I probably would.
Isn't that always the question? I don't know. I think the man who created it, as creepy as he is, he is a advocate of dogs and shelters and stuff like that. So you're sort of like, well, I gotta do McCamey Manor now. But no, it's for some reason it's connected to that. I don't know where the dog food goes. No one's ever made it through. What I say and suggest, we all go tonight and we try to do it as
what
a group.
What I want to say, if anyone doesn't know what McCamey Manor is, it's not just eat dog food and get money. It's like, I torture the shit out of you until you tell me to stop.
No, you have to sign something that says
you could kill
they can
me,
pull your teeth out.
Yeah.
You can, it's crazy
it's
stuff. They waterboard
insane.
You. They put you, they try to almost drown you. Listen, it's Halloween. It's classic Halloween.
Live a little.
Sign the NDA. Come on.
So you win.
Anyway, I did not do that. And I won't do that.
Don't.
For a lot of reasons. I have no dog food. but I did not. I enjoyed it very much. But I will say, I was just home in Maine, and this is the first experience I ever had. I don't believe I lived in a haunted house growing up. But one night at probably 1 a.m, I had to pee. Don't be weird about it.
Nobody
I had
said
to
shit.
Pee.
No one said anything, by the way.
Come on. Everybody was saying something in their mind. They're like, ew, gross, he's peeing. No, I walked down my parents. This is the house where I grew up. I come down the stairs, and I turned on the light at the bottom, and I just had been having a long conversation with my mother about my grandmother. And we were talking about how sometimes we talk to my grandmother, and she talks to her mother, my mother.
She was living with you at the time.
No, she was not. My mother was there. This is. I need to start over. All right, back to one.
Yeah,
play
yeah.
the song. Play the song.
Starting
from the
family tree, we can project.
Point is, I got to the bottom of the stairs, and we had just had this conversation, and I was like, thinking about my grandmother. I don't know. I stopped, and a picture of my grandmother on the wall slammed to the ground. It's the only time in my life. And I'm 20. It's the only time. time in my life that something like that has happened. Literally, the picture dropped, and I said out loud, I just said, Gam, and that's what I called my grandmother. I was like, Gam, not now.
Yes.
No, not right
now. I
gotta
piss.
I can't do it. I'm on my way to pee, and it's the middle of the night.
Not the time.
Let's hit this when there's sun shining.
Yes.
Please.
Yeah, talk to me when I'm less full of piss,
yes,
please, Grandma.
Because it's coming out.
I do the same thing. So my boyfriend and I live in like a 1920s, 30s apartment in Los Angeles. And so, of course, I'm like haunted. And I was home alone the other night. I was watching Practical Magic for the first time. It's very good. Late to a lot of pop culture. But I noticed one of like our plants in the corner of our apartment, like one of the leaves just started shaking. And of course, I'm like, ghost. And I do the same thing. Because I saw a TikTok one time that was like, if you feel a spirit in your house, just ask it politely to like not do that. So I was alone in her apartment, and it just, it's most likely the air conditioning vent right above it, but I, out of the corner of my eye, just see, like, a branch doing this, and I was like, I'm like, be brave, Anspa. I'm like, ghost, I'm not even kidding, this is I'm not exaggerating, this is exactly what I did. I'm like, ghost, I'm okay with you being here, but please don't make your presence known physically, because I'm very scared.
But it can let its presence be known in other ways. You're conceding, yeah. Like, but if you want to invade my thoughts, give me weird,
but
freaky
visions.
If you
need to use my body, then do that.
If you want to speak through me,
please.
But I have not done a haunted house this year. I was just telling Kylie beforehand that a new friend of mine was like, texted me a couple weeks ago and was like, I have an extra ticket to a haunted house in LA. It's called the 17th Door. It's one of those like immersive ones that's like, you can electrocute me and slap my face. And I'm like, and they're like, if you want to come, like I have an extra ticket. And I'm like, you've met me once. What part of me screams like that kind of night? Yeah, you have something to say?
No. No part of you. Do you want me to read a review?
Let's get started.
Yes.
Okay, now everyone gets to see the part that normally gets cut out, where I open my camera roll.
Sorry, hold on. No one can see this, and so I
Fuck
just
off.
Have to
no.
say something. So I... So I took screenshots on Yelp,
of course,
like a normal person.
Whatever.
I just peeped Alf's phone. He has photos of a phone with the review on it. It's not the actual review. Please hold it up. Turn that brightness all the way up.
This fucking
and it's
sucks.
Also, it's from far away.
It's not from that far. Okay. Well.
Oh, God.
If you must know, I was at brunch this morning, and my mommy found this review, and I took a picture of her phone, because I don't like to do work for the show. And this one is from Jess S.
Wait, what's the house?
I'll get to it. I definitely remember.
He has to zoom in on the phone first.
I gotta
like,
put
that's
it.
That's too much work.
Bump the contrast. So this is for Nightmare.
It's a deep fried meme. Of
Nightmare Mansion.
Where?
Haunted house.
Where?
Virginia Beach.
Okay.
Virginia.
Okay.
Jess S.
Can we get a last name for S? Jess S. Salamander. I heard Salamander.
Jessica Salamander.
Salamander
says, 1 star. Not scary. Only had one actor. Poor girl is good, but not enough of her to go around. You can bring your 5-year-olds in, because it's not scary. Poor girl.
Wait, what?
Not enough of her to go around. It's going to go ahead and be called the Nightmare Mansion.
Nightmare Mansion, and it's one actor?
Poor girl.
Poor girl.
Not enough of her to go around.
She's just sweaty, like, running from room to room. Yeah. I'm the ghost!
Just
I'm
climbing
ghost, I'm so
ladders.
Sorry.
She's going down slides to get to the bottom. It's
like, to have to walk past people in line, like, I'll get to you in a minute. I'll get to you. I'm going to scare the shit out of you, I swear to God.
Oh my God. She's waiting tables. She's like, sorry, I'm going to be. I got you waters. I'll have somebody bring you waters.
That's horrible. It's like, it's already so uncomfortable. I don't know. From the one time I've ever been in a haunted house, like, there's so much of the ambient of, like, of waiting in line and being like, what's going to happen? But to see the behind the scenes aspect of, like, this one girl, there's not enough of her to, like, go around.
How does she, like, I would hope that there's some sort of dumb waiter in the house that she can crawl and ascend to. Because how else is she doing this? How is she getting from room to room? Unless she just sort of follows them and does different voices.
I imagine at her interview, she was like, I'm it. You only need me, bitches. Trust me. I know you planned on like 8 to 10 actors.
Well, if we only need to pay for one actor versus paying for like 15 people. And no. If you're sure you can do the job.
I can do it.
You can scare. We get roughly like 200 to 300 patrons every couple hours.
That's honestly like kind of a joke to me.
Which part?
When you said you only get 200, 300 per hour. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I was on a phone call as well.
So sorry. Do you want this job or are you on the phone?
Can I finish
thing?
Up my phone call?
Would rather... Have you been on the phone this entire interview?
I'm not even talking to you right now.
I like you.
Sorry, hold on a second. I'm sorry. Give me one more second. I'm almost done.
Is that to me?
That's to you.
To me, Douglas?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's going fine. I think they're going to hire me.
No one has ever... spoken to me like this before.
Oh, that's fine.
I love it.
Good. No, I love... Can I tell you what I love? Halloween. Yeah. I love Halloween season. I love the smell of fall. I love the smell of dying leaves. Excuse me, I'm on the phone. I love the smell of dying leaves. I love the smell of a tree that is trying to die, but also rebirth. I love the smell of squirrels.
Hey, Becca. Chewing I really respect you and your time.
Yeah,
and you're in my
I'm sorry.
Office.
Yeah, sure. Can you hold? Yeah. What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. I want to hire you for the haunted house.
I'd love to accept the position.
Could you hang up the phone so we can go over the deal?
You got it.
Like I said, 200 to 300 guests per hour, and you are positive that you can do the job of
I can
a
handle
cast
it.
Of 15.
Listen, I understand why you would question whether I could handle it or not. That's a lot. You go to a place like Boo Strawberry's farm.
That's our biggest competitor.
Cut to
and I didn't want to bring that up, but I do have an interview later with them.
cut to the
opening night at the haunted house. Oh, this is... Ambiance is pretty freaky, huh?
Yeah, this is great. I can't believe they're probably going to have a bunch of actors and stuff. I've never been to one of these places.
Welcome to Nightmare Mansion.
Oh, my God. That's oh, funny. Wow. You really got me.
Oh, where did she go?
I think she's running up the stairs.
Oh. She upstairs?
Okay. No, I'm right here. I'm right here. Right here, I was just checking to make sure all the ghouls are ready for your entrance.
Wow, she did a full costume change.
Give me a second, just a second.
Do you scan the QR, or is that someone else?
I'll go get the machine.
Okay.
So, this is pretty freaky. I don't even know about like freaky scary. This is weird.
Yeah, this is it feels like I don't know, there were budget cuts or something. I don't know how this could be happening.
My cousin came last year. He said it was like life-changing. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So it must get better. Like I bet it's a weird start and they're going to have like hordes of people.
Ooh, we should go up the stairs.
Oh, she's
better.
Oh.
Yeah. Welcome.
Do you have the machine?
Oh fuck.
I knew she wasn't going to So you guys know each other from work, or?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. It's the first time hanging out outside of work, and I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
I think it's actually. I think that we are more than nail polish
salesmen.
Hang on,
I think she's got the machine. Oh, false alarm.
Is that? No, it's just her.
Oh no.
I can't tell if she's above, below, or on the periffs.
It feels like it's coming from my brain. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Here I am.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Do you
in
need
the machine.
A second to land? You can
no.
just like land.
Of course I don't. Here's the machine, and please just use your QR code to sign
so
in.
So I put
and then
my...
welcome to the scariest night of your life.
Okay.
Okay, there's three separate.
That's fantastic. All right. And then we'll have a quick little moment of a costume change, and you'll be welcome into Chamber One.
Ooh, oh, okay, Chamber One. Okay, that sounds scary.
I'll see you in 20 minutes.
Is there?
I didn't realize there was a wait. I thought since we were at the front of the line that it was like we're straight on in.
No, you're welcome to stand at the entrance to Chamber Number One.
Do you want a water or like?
No, I'm fine.
You said like it was tasty. Do you want a water?
No, I was sipping off of my Camelback.
Oh, okay. That's wow. You've really put that into the trench coat.
Cut to a different room, Chamber like five.
I don't even
fucking I've been waiting. I'm like not even fucking. You said this was gonna be scary, Brad.
What, dude? I thought it freaking was.
This is for babies. There's like one woman.
Hello, and welcome back. You have been some of my favorite customers.
I'm sorry.
Tonight.
Is the nosebleed part of it?
Yeah, well, it is now. It is now. Have you been scared to the bone so far?
What's scary is how fucking lame this haunted house is, Brad. You said this was gonna scare the shit out of
the
my
ass. Instagram graphic was really freaking scary.
Well, get ready for this.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God, he's throwing up.
Sir, I'm sorry.
No, I have like a vocal.
sir, we tap out.
Oh, my God. Literally stop.
Tapioca. I think they said it was a safe word. I assumed it was tapioca. Tapioca.
They said there was one, so you assumed it was tapioca.
It's fucking always tapioca.
I'm sorry.
Do you need us to clean it up? Why are
if
you a
you're
bum?
Off.
No, I'm good.
I actually don't want to at all.
You just give me a second to recover. It'll be fine. I just, honestly, I apologize. I've taken on too much.
Did you know this was going to be the job?
What kind of fucking question is that?
That's like why would you're stepping over cross a line.
I thought
lines.
It was a very generous question, actually, nah, given man. The circumstances.
No way.
Yeah, I guess I knew it was going to be the job, but I thought I could handle it.
Sorry, lady, could you just like give us a sec? You can take a second. I just like need to talk to my comrades here.
Fine. Yeah, I'll give you a second.
That's the slowest she's been all night.
I think she's just knocking
this
on the door.
She's so sad.
Brad, I know you're trying to impress us. I know you want to get into our frat, and you're like, this is like hardcore shit. But like, dude, all we've seen is a really stressed out lady. And like, that kind of scares me a little bit, but it's not like, oh, I'm going to have nightmares about it.
No, dude, I swear, and I'm a great fit for Chi Alpha because this dude... This girl, she's so scary. I promise it gets scarier. Full disclosure, she's my cousin. And honestly...
I was going to ask if you know her.
The resemblance is striking. I'm surprised you said cousin.
Yeah, man. And she would always do this freaky shit when we were kids. Do you hear that?
I think...
Oh, shit. Here she comes.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, yeah?
Hey, is everybody enjoying it?
Yeah.
I feel like I've messed up.
So I actually really quickly need you to not blow this for me, because I sort of have a lot on the line.
No.
Is there any way you could sort of get it together?
You want me to do something scary for him?
Yeah. Dude, could you just like...
You want me to blow him out of the water?
Yeah, could you just like...
Yo, selfie for the
you
gram.
You could just really put the fear of God into
crazy.
Him.
Yeah.
Because I got to get into this frat. There's a lot of beer I want to drink, and so I really need this from you. Can you do this?
Yeah.
I miss getting hazed.
That was so much more fun than this. Fuck.
Is that like weird to say? Like that was kind of the best time.
Yeah.
No.
I bet you thought that Chamber 5 was all done. But look at...
We've been in here for 45 minutes.
The door's locked. I thought it was an escape room for a while. I think it's just like...
Oh, no.
Oh,
shit.
I don't want to...
Oh, shit.
Your asshole.
Are we being rude?
I don't know, dude. Are you freaking scared?
Yes, I'm scared. What the fuck was that?
Oh, well, you'll find out in Chambers 6.
Were we supposed to memorize it? I wasn't paying enough attention.
Don't forget to memorize the chamber map.
Man, I think so. I think we gotta just follow her because she's gonna get really scary.
Did this happen the last time you were here?
Yeah. And you know what? I was freaked out, but I think in more of a familial way, because I think it's just scary to watch someone you know go through that. But
door
I get
to chamber six is now open.
You have one more room, dude. If we're not scared shitless in this room, you can kiss that dream of being in our frat. Goodbye.
No, she's gonna come through. I swear to God, she is gonna scare the bejesus out of you. I swear. Let's do it.
What's your name?
Me?
Yeah.
Skylar.
Skylar Bradbury?
How'd you know that?
Because I have your family.
What?
I have your family in the basement.
Dude, she's fucking around. She
doesn't know. No, listen to them. Here is a recording of your family right now.
Wait, what? What?
Hey.
Yo, that's my sister.
Yo, that is your sister, sister, dude.
Yo,
I would know that voice anywhere.
Yo, that is Tabitha. What the fuck?
Dude, I told you.
This isn't. Like,
if you want your family to live.
Holy shit. What do I have to do? What do I got? I literally do like most things. What do I have to do?
You have to give me $4 million.
What? I don't have that.
And dude, one bag of pasta.
This isn't funny, dude. How did you get Tabitha to do a recording for this lame-ass haunted house?
Look, I just, like, give Sarah the stuff, and she just takes it from there. I really wanted to impress you.
You recorded? Is my family here?
Well, yeah, of course.
What the fuck?
They're in chamber 8. We're gonna get there soon.
Chamber 8 is now open.
We skipped 7!
Oh, we gotta go get them!
Yeah, 7's lucky, so they don't do it.
Right, okay.
Look, guys, I'm sorry if you don't appreciate this. I just thought I wanted to make it special for you, so I tricked Tabitha in with a handful of candy, and I told her that something awesome was gonna happen to her. And if
that's
that doesn't
exactly
make
what
me
you
a
told
good
us.
18-year-olds will believe anything. God. If she is 18, we should make that clear.
Yeah.
And I thought that this would be enough to earn your respect, but if it isn't, then maybe I'll see myself out.
No, wait.
I think that's a good idea.
No. Oh, no.
Hey, don't go. No, don't go. No,
it's
no,
so
no.
Dark. I can't see them.
No, you guys aren't allowed in this room.
Wait, I'm going up. She's going down.
Wait. Shit. Dude. I can't
Man.
See. The lights are out. Are you here?
I'm right next to you.
Hey, you're really broad-shouldered.
Thank you. I've been working out.
I can tell.
Stretching my shoulders a lot.
Yeah, it's like the only broad thing about you. It's very unsettling.
I'm getting wider by the day.
Dude.
I'll be honest, it's your fucking family in here. I think I'm gonna run.
No!
It's been real, man. It's been real.
Oh my
God. Excuse me. Hey. Hi. Welcome to Jersey Mike's. How can I help
Where
you?
The or- fuck is- No. I wanna go to Chamber 8.
Is that you? It's me, Tabitha.
Tabitha, oh my God. Girl, I'm so sorry that I let my weird fucking friend bring you here. Are you okay?
I don't believe you.
What? You don't believe what? Me?
You're not really my brother.
I am your brother.
No, you're her. You're her. There's no way.
No, Tabitha, it's me. It's Sky.
I'm going back to Jersey Mike's.
Do you want that Mike's way?
When it's really wet?
Yeah, it's olive oil, it's vinaigrette, it's salt and pepper. It's actually really good. I actually recommend it.
Okay, if you recommend it, I guess I have to.
Whoop, gotta go.
Tabitha! I think I'm in chamber... I'm back in chamber 5. What the
Welcome
fuck?
To chamber 5.
No! I don't want to be here anymore. Tabitha?
Yeah.
Tabitha?
Yeah?
I swear to God, I'm not Sarah.
Say something only my brother would know.
You're ugly as shit.
Holy shit, it is you. Everybody else thinks I'm beautiful, but not you.
Tabitha, we gotta get out of here now. I think this frat pledge and his weird ass cousin are on our trail.
Okay, I think I saw a way out in Jersey Mike's.
Okay, if you're sure that's the only way out, then I guess we'll go through Jersey Mike's.
You have to get a sandwich and say you don't want it Mike's way, even though he recommends it.
That's the scariest thing of all. I love pleasing service workers.
I know, and the truth is the bread is stale as fuck, and that's why they want you to cover it in oil, because otherwise it's not a good sandwich.
Okay, let's go.
So, have you made your decision?
Yes, I'd like a provolone and turkey.
And will you be having that Mike's way? Mike's way, Mike's way.
Mike's way, Mike's way.
Fuck.
Mike's way, Mike's way. I really recommend it, recommend it.
It's what everybody
does. No, not Mike's way. I want it dry,
You have displeased Jersey Mike. Punishment will begin now.
They're making us run.
Outside.
Holy shit.
Are you okay?
I don't know anymore.
Hi, guys. Can we just do a quick questionnaire on how you enjoyed... Did you enjoy the haunted house tonight?
I think I shit myself.
Oh, good. Let me just mark that down. Okay. How would you describe your shit?
Oh, hey, Brad.
Hey.
That was some fucked up shit back there.
Did you like the Jersey Mike's thing?
It was weirdly specific. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but you're in.
Oh, fuck yeah.
If you still want it.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, this is everything I've ever wanted. Yeah, this is everything to me. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking this rocks. All right. Yeah, I think I want to do this.
Okay.
Hey, brother, he kidnapped me.
No, Tabitha, girl, I know, but like you have to admit, that was like some baller shit.
And there's more where that came
no,
from.
No, thank you.
There's
no,
more where you. That came
you
from.
You don't have to do that.
My house, Friday night, you're all gonna get kidnapped and you're gonna go to McDonald's. You're gonna be asked if you want a Gritty's way, you gotta say yes.
I didn't know you could plan a kidnapping. Like that.
Yeah, I do it on GroupMe with a couple of guys.
To answer your question, yeah. My shit was rocked.
Great. It was rocked?
I mean, like, I had a fun time, not like my actual shit.
Oh, that's fine. No, I understand. It's great. We've got, you guys have been the only people that went through tonight.
Why was it a 40-minute wait in that one room?
Well, I guess sometimes things that are really cool take a long time to wait for.
And you know what? That is the slogan of this house.
Yes, right here.
And I didn't
sometimes
read the fine
things
print.
That are really cool take a long time to wait
Doom
for.
Doom Mansion. Some really cool things take a long time to wait for.
I mean, you should thank yourself silly that you're not...
I should thank myself
thank you,
silly?
Thank you.
Tabitha,
I did it. I'm silly now. I was so serious
You've
before.
Never heard of that saying, thank yourself silly?
Yeah, dude, thank yourself silly.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Ah.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
Now you do it.
Okay. Thank you.
See?
Now you do it.
Hey, I'm really grateful.
Should we go get some Jersey Mike?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let's all jump in the air and freeze frame at the same time.
Okay. Three.
And then
two.
We'll watch the credits roll over our faces.
Three, two, one.
Yeah.
As we go on, we remember.
Next review.
Woo!
Oh, shit. Okay. Here we go. It's okay to have fun.
I'm glad we started with a short one, you know.
Yeah. It's okay to have fun. It's okay to laugh. Here we go.
Yeah, I think it's really important to laugh.
It's so true.
Yeah, I think it's
so
brave, true. Even.
I think it's...
Well, it doesn't have to be a competition. We can all think it's fun.
It is brave. It is brave.
Yeah, it means something.
You say you mean something?
I said it means something.
At least I think. Mean something.
Wait, guys, I gotta stop you here. Riley's got a screenshot. Can you fucking believe it? Nobody does that anymore. Everyone's got a picture of their mom's phone. only nerds do screenshots.
This is a review, so I figured
We're in New York. We're in my city. We're in my town.
How many days cumulative your whole life?
I have been here probably about a couple weeks.
Okay, so not your...
Over my entire life.
Could not possibly be yours.
It's good to come home again.
Name one street.
Fifth Ave.
Okay, you passed. Holy shit. Move on to Chamber 3.
So I figured let's do some reviews from my hometown, New York. I'm walking here. This is
the subway.
Terror Vision House. Bad name. This is 5 stars from Alice W. Can we get a last name for Alice W? Witch. Alice Witch. Alf the other day,
what did I do?
I called Alf the other morning. He answered me. He goes, "What's up, witch?"
So. I think that was taken out of context.
That's you can't say context. Anything anymore.
He's like, look, sometimes she's being a witch.
What's up, hag? 5 stars from Alice Witch. I didn't find this scary, but also nothing scares me. I'm still 5 stars, by the way. I'm still on a quest to find a haunted house, horror movie, or horror book that actually instills fear. The people around me seem scared, though, so I think it's a well-done haunted house. Going through it took about 20 minutes, so for the length of time, it's a better value than other haunted houses in New York I've tried. Usually, they're only 10 minutes. It's so short. I like the themed rooms, and the actors were fun and had great costumes and makeup. I also enjoy the theme of a Hollywood studio, parentheses, Horrorwood studio. That produces snuff films.
Oh.
And as a person going through the haunted house, it's as if you may be scouted to be the next star. Please note, no photos or videos are allowed once you're in the haunted house. You're welcome to photograph outside the building and in the lobby. So a porn-themed haunted house is basically what happened.
That sounds awesome.
So basically, the haunted house is, from what, just based off the review, an audition to be the lead in a porn?
She really buried the lead. Like, yeah. She was like, nothing scares me. This isn't enough. By the way, it was porn.
Also, I haven't heard anyone describe a porn as a snuff film since, like, the 70s when I was around.
Living in New York in the 70s. Yeah. It's you and Bob Dylan.
Yeah, it's really, like, I guess that's where the horror is. It's like, am I hot enough?
Yeah,
what if I don't get picked?
Am I pretty? Yeah. Horror is not knowing if you're pretty at any given time.
Also, they don't film those in Hollywood. Those are where they film the real movies.
You think that no porns are filmed in Hollywood?
No, there's too many. All the rooms taken up by the real movies. There's no space for porn. They're shooting Batman.
Well, they shoot movies that are about porn. There was the one with Mark Wahlberg when he had the big old thing.
What Looking movie hog. Are you talking about?
Boogie Nights.
It wasn't porn. It was about porn. It's a very famous movie, and I can't remember it. It's Paul Thomas Anderson. It is Boogie Nights. It made me smile as I remembered it. It is Boogie Nights.
Sorry, I just need to circle back.
Yeah, what about
it? Thinking that porns are filmed on sound stages.
Yeah, they have to be.
What's that?
How do they fit the camera in otherwise? Cameras are so big, you have to have a guy going like this.
I remember I was at a friend's house in the Valley when I was like, I don't know, I was in like a senior in high school, and there was a party at this one house, and she pointed across to this house, and she goes, that's where a lot of porn is filmed. Like this one house.
She sounds so cool.
And I'm like, oh, how do you know? And she goes, everyone knows that.
No, it's true. Everybody knows it.
You didn't know they do porn.
And everybody does.
Yeah, everybody knows it.
Everybody does. You're the only one who actually doesn't know.
Well, no, I'm always down to learn.
Are you really? Because I feel like if you wanted to learn, you would have already known.
Well, no, I'm just. Do you guys? Oh, so you know the people who live at that house?
Look, it's not our job to educate you. Okay.
I'm not trying to put like emotional labor on you guys. I'm just
so naive.
I'm just. I feel like it's like important to be curious. And
have you ever been to a slumber party?
I mean, like.
It feels like this is your first time, and I'm embarrassed for you.
I went to like 2 hours of one like last year, but then I like that was enough for me, so I called mom.
You called who?
My mom.
Yeah. I was gonna say you didn't call my mom.
Because my mom is named Mom. Yeah. So
our mom is named Mom too.
Yeah.
Well, my mom's also named Mom.
Well, that's true.
I'm just saying, it's like I feel like it's important to know what you don't know, you know?
And listen.
So it's like, that's why I'm happy to like share that. It's like,
I don't know that that's a porn house. And, like, that's cool for me to not know that.
Look.
And to want to know.
We're 16 years old.
Do you even know how old that is?
That's really, really old.
I mean, it's 1 year older than 15. I know that.
Yeah, it's true. It's also, like, 16 is where you really find yourself. And my sister and I, we have found ourselves this year. And when we look across our road and say, porn was shot there, I kind of think of it differently than I used to.
How so?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is
like
that
when
mean?
We were 15, it was like a way different feeling. Like
yeah,
we
I guess what's the difference between then and now is what I'm asking.
Well, we would point like a little shy. Like we'd be like, no, it's porn over there.
But yeah, we would literally, sometimes we would be, for example, we had chores in the front yard and we would have to get out there and we'd go like, there's porn over there.
But it was kind of a question, yeah.
We wouldn't know anything about it. And now when we look...
That's porn over
there.
That's
porn over there.
That's porn over there.
You can feel the difference in the way we say it.
You can feel
it.
The way, look at the way our hands are pointing down.
Look, we're porn. We're on top of it. We're in control of it.
It's like status.
Yeah. And you'll learn if you're cool enough to join our trio, if you're the third.
Right. We're, if you're cool enough.
Well, I mean, like, I want to prove myself. Like, there's nothing cooler than being cool.
Well, don't try too hard.
I literally am trying my hardest not to try hard. I'm looking down. I'm, like, fidgeting. Like, I could not be less cool right now.
Did you bring a snack to
girls.
The slumber party?
Oh. Girls. Excuse me, girls. May I come in? I'm respecting your boundaries.
Ugh, sure. Fine.
Hi, Mrs. Sorry. Smith.
I'm respecting your boundaries, girls.
Thanks.
Thank you, Dad.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for having me over, by the way. I know that, you know, it's a school night. And
compliment
so really
his bathrobe.
The bath?
Compliment his bathrobe.
Is that cool to do?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he'll love it.
I love your bathrobe, Mr. Smith.
Thank you. May I enter the room? Your compliment might feel a bit more sincere. Yeah.
You actually really pissed our dad off just
you,
now.
Why would you piss him off?
You told me to do it.
Okay.
It was implied you invite him in first.
But we can tell you didn't mean it.
Girls, when I agreed to put a lock on your door, I told you the rule was if I asked to enter three times, you would unlock it.
Dad.
I'm attempting to respect your boundaries, but in a minute I'm going to give you a riddle, and if you cannot solve it, I will
Oh, my God.
Entering.
It's a riddle night. It's riddle night.
It's riddle night.
It's riddle night.
It's riddle night.
It's riddle night.
Sorry,
it's riddle night.
You guys are the cool girls, and your dad has a riddle to get in your room?
Yeah. We know where the porn was shot,
Who
and
is
we
that?
Solve riddles.
There's porn there.
Which
there's
girl
porn
is even
there,
in there?
And there are riddles
game.
Here.
Okay.
Yeah. And my dad knows about it, by the way.
Yeah.
Dad knows about the porn.
He supports it.
That's fine.
I'm open-minded.
Look, we're not doing the porn. We're just knowing where it is.
You ask, better not be.
And we help pay for it.
Ask the riddle. Guys, we finance it. But anyway, ask the riddle.
Okay, sure.
Dad, make it one of the long ones.
Sorry. I just want to double check. Are you asking the riddle to get in the room? Or are you asking the riddle so that your daughters will unlock the door
I
for you?
I think the rule was very clear.
Look at the door. You can see whether it's open or not, you idiot.
It's locked, but I don't know who's going to do
what
it.
What friend literally is that?
It's Bethany.
It's Bethany, God. And we're auditioning her.
She might
well
be part of the dad.
Well.
So it's very simple. He, to enter our room,
correct.
Our room.
He asks us a riddle.
He asks us our riddle.
If we can solve the riddle,
right.
He has the opportunity to trade in money for coins.
It's literally the easiest thing to understand.
But he said, if you guys get it wrong, then he gets to enter.
Yes.
Right, but I lose all my coins.
So your house is a game show.
Can we just get to the riddle?
We've been dying to hear the riddle.
I would love literally
you're
nothing
gonna
more
love it.
Than the long, intricate, very well thought out, rhyming riddle
rhyming,
that your
rhyming,
dad
rhyming.
Has
okay,
to offer.
Okay, girls.
I can't wait. There's nothing cooler than a riddle.
And if a tiny part of it could be sung, that would be great.
Settle down, girls. Settle down. Please, will one of you go to the corner and spin the riddle wheel?
Okay.
And tell me what my...
Category is... Shoes.
Shoes? Perfect. Oh my God, we had shoes the last 3 weeks in a row.
Well, then I'm certainly going to have to dig deep for this one. What goes on both feet?
I knew it'd be a long one.
Wow,
I guess the rhyme is a kind of slant kind of thing. I'm not really sure where that fits.
What goes on two feet, but
goes on
never touches the street?
What goes on 2 feet, but never touches the street?
If it if it's dirty, then there's a sign that it'll be flirty.
Ooh.
If it's near the door, you're asking for more.
Okay.
So is it shoes then?
I think I know it. What goes on? Does anyone else want to buzz in?
Is it shoes?
Yeah, use your use your buzzer.
Bethany, use your buzzer. If you I thought you gave me one on the way.
Use your buzzer.
Bethany, was it? Was it Bethany?
It's Bethany. Yeah.
Okay, so
I didn't buzz in.
Right, but I just want you to know if somebody gets it wrong, you do have a chance to steal. Okay? But it'll cost you 2 coins.
Yeah. Oh my God. And if you steal and you get it wrong, then he gets to come in twice.
I get to come in twice. But I can't bank them. I have to use them both tonight.
So, sorry, really quick. And the coins buy you.
The coins can be redeemed for various Baskin Robbins prizes.
Bank them. Bethany, he can't bank them. He has to use them tonight. Stop being crazy.
And it can only happen tonight on Halloween.
It's literally porn over there.
There's porn over there.
No, I have caught up to that. It is porn over there for sure. That I am like fully sold on.
And it's riddles over here, so buzz it's in. There isn't much time.
Buzz.
Okay. She's got an answer. Bethany has an answer.
Has to be a form of a question. Has to be a form of a question. I forgot to mention.
Are they shoes?
No.
What the
Oh my God, Bethany.
Oh my God, Bethany.
Wait, so I got it wrong. So does he get to come in now? Or what's the whole thing?
That was awful.
It's so clear what happens now.
You make me miss mom.
I make you miss
You make me
your
miss
mom?
My mom.
Come on.
Yeah. My mom Bethany, too. Here's the truth. You were never going to be a part of our trio. We were auditioning you to be like a mother figure to us.
Girls, when I put the locks on the door, it was under the strict understanding that you wouldn't mention your mother anymore.
Sorry, are you coming in or not?
Yes, but first, would you like to know the answer to the riddle?
It sucks, it sucks, it sucks, it sucks, it sucks.
Who's my good girl?
Girls, wait, were you talking about one of us?
No.
You have a favorite.
You said that's my favorite girl.
You said girl.
You said that's the best one in the house, and she's my favorite.
Look, as a...
You said that's my favorite girl. That's porn over there, and it's your favorite girl in here.
Girl.
That's my favorite girl. Girl.
My favorite.
Look, your mother was always the one who was good at riddles. She was the one who knew how to put locks on doors and wear a bathrobe the right way around. But
and so she comes back from her business trip in like a week? Or
business trip, is that what you call it? No, Dad said she went to visit. He says she went to visit the dirt.
Girls, you're old enough now that I can tell you what really happened to your mother.
Come in the room or leave. Like, it's weird that this is all on the other side of the door. Okay. It feels like such a personal conversation to have.
I can't wait for you to see what our dad looks like.
You're going
to
love it.
Okay.
Dad, do the funny thing with your bathrobe.
Okay. All right. All right. Let me just stoop to come through the doorway.
Oh, my God. He's 8'6".
Okay. And
your dad is huge.
That's why we said we couldn't wait for you to see.
Oh, my God.
Now I'm going to make my bathrobe a basketball.
Look, he's
from downtown.
Wow, I love your bathrobe.
But girls, let's be serious for a minute.
Don't look at me.
Girls.
You're not your kid.
But you could be. Nope. This was an audition.
To be their mom?
When I said your mother is visiting the dirt.
I shouldn't be here.
What I meant, I was speaking in euphemism.
Yeah.
A euphemism. Mm. I know what that means.
I also know what it means.
I know what it means the most.
You guys are about to hear what happened to your mom. And you're talking about knowing what euphemism means.
Well, I just had to make it clear. I know what it is.
Yeah. I literally was just pointing
like when
out,
we were 15, I didn't really know what it is, but now I know what it is.
Well, 15, I thought a euphemism was like, it's kind of like something that is sort of like something. But now I know there's a clear difference.
She was born. Your mother moved to Hollywood to do pornography.
What? So the dirt she was visiting was
was dirty. A pornography actor?
Yes, it was a dirty, she's dirty gentleman.
Dirty who, set.
They make sexy films together.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm proud of her.
Does the porn happen to happen over there?
Wait, does mom live over there?
I didn't realize this whole time we were pointing to Hollywood.
That's right. We live right on the border. This side of the streets.
Burbank?
Burbank. By the airport.
Hey, yes. Dad.
Yeah.
I think I'm proud of Mom.
That's all right. As long as you're proud of me, too.
Well, I'm proud of Mom.
Right, guys?
I sure am proud of Mom for everything she did.
Right. And I stayed.
Yeah.
Me and my bathrobe.
You got a cool bathrobe, Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Hey. You looking for a dad?
No, I'm sure I'm not. I think it's time for me to leave this slumber party.
No.
I'm gonna go back to my house.
No.
No.
Well,
no.
Now hold on. I think I'd like to offer a rebuttal to that. No.
No. No. Bethany, Bethany.
Bethany.
We were wrong. We chastised you for not knowing where the porn is.
You said there's no way I'll ever be in your trio, and you knew it from the start.
Okay, but we were just, like, playing with you. This is, like, how we joke around.
This is literally our style of comedy.
Like, we're like Dane Cook. We're like Dane Cook.
Do you like Dane Cook?
I guess I haven't listened to him in a really long time.
Well, that was not an answer.
All right.
Listen, we love Dane Cook.
You like Jeff Dunham? This is a Dunham house.
And that's why we're always having tension with our dad.
Come
it's
on.
Kind of a, I we didn't said realize you... they were in a rivalry. I didn't realize
girls,
it was a
girls.
Dunham versus Cook thing.
Girls.
Dad, your robe.
Girls, let me get my robe from the basket. It was so big it got stuck.
Yeah, also, it took me a while to really, like, sit with the fact that you guys have, like, a basketball theme room, like, extreme home makeover level. Like, you guys...
Yeah, well, they came.
I can see that.
I wanted them to be stars. They weren't.
What do I need to say to get out of your fucking house?
Well, I don't know.
I'll tell you what you need to do. You need to go out of the door. You need to put your fingerprint on the door. You need to solve a riddle. If you answer the riddle correctly, we will give you 4 tokens. These tokens can be redeemed for dimes.
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 The dimes have been dimed.
These are the most valuable ones.
Yes.
They're dimed dimes. Should you eat the dime, you are disqualified.
Cannot use them. Can't use them.
Bethany, don't eat the dimes.
I was not planning on
eating the dimes. Girls. I'm hungry. I'm
tired. Let's have dinner.
Let's do it.
I'm thinking Jersey Mike's. Come on. Fuck, you'd like it. Do you like it, Mike's
way?
Do you like it, Mike's way?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like,
yeah.
It's like... Oh, don't worry. Like, you can still, like, emergency, like, finding the phone and, like, yes. Your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that, even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So, famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
if If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp. Hey, podcasts, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
I love it, Mike's way.
What are the rules of the house?
Both of these scenes have just been us gaslighting Riley.
Oh, my Christ.
You know, art imitates life. Should I do another one? Thumbs up. Thumbs up from the captain of the ship.
Oh, captain, my captain.
Oh, captain, my captain. If you say a poem, you get 30 coins. This is for Niles Scream Park.
What? Oh, you do have a screenshot of this one this time.
Yes, thank you. I'm very modern.
Yeah, cheer for that.
Thank you. Stop.
That's enough.
My next one is a Polaroid, and this is from Deborah H. H. Deborah H. Can I get a last name for Deborah H? Horseman Hell. Deborah Horseman Hell. And this is for the Nile Scream part in Barron County, Michigan. 5 stars. My son and his wife were married there. By an evil nun, no less.
Wasn't even themed.
It was a great ceremony, and staff made sure we had everything, and they were attentive throughout the event. On a side note, I had never been in a haunted house. Apparently, after watching many hack and slash movies, I found the house somewhat boring. Maybe the other attractions were, but I didn't go through them.
What?
So Deborah went to Deborah Horseman Hell went to her son's wedding.
Yes, officiated by an evil nun.
At a haunted house, and it wasn't very scary, and they didn't go through any of the other attractions, so they don't know.
I love that she found time in her son's wedding to be bored. She's like, this shit fucking blows. Let's go to the club.
Look, it was a beautiful ceremony, but fuck, I wasn't scared. You go to a wedding, you expect a good scare.
You expect it to be themed. You expect it to be entertaining. You expect there to be different acts that's keeping you awake and alert.
Really, the programming on his wedding, I mean, they could have booked better people. Like, it wasn't the best.
To get married at a haunted house is something that is so sick and twisted and, like, so cheeky about it.
Huh.
It's giving, no, it's, here's my, okay, if sure. you're, like, a Disney adult, I love you. I'm not one of you, but I love you. I went to Disneyland recently with my friend Elizabeth. And we saw a shirt. There's just certain shirts that gives the vibe of like getting married at a haunted house. Mm-hmm. And it's people, no shame. You like what you like.
You're putting so many fucking caveats on there. Nobody is going to be like, she fucking shit talk Disney adults. Like, I'm going to find her after the show.
If you are obsessed with the haunted mansion, be obsessed with the haunted mansion. I don't give a shit.
This is so much worse than just saying it.
But there are shirts.
Just digging yourself deeper.
There's a couple shirt that says, he's my foolish mortal. She's my foolish mortal. And it's like stuff like, yeah. Or
I don't even
like,
get it.
That's why I was trying to give an intro. And then you're shitting on me for like
hey,
explaining
man.
Shit.
Hey, man, the kids are here.
So it's like, it's stuff like that. Or it, I don't know. Something that's like when someone has like a really intense like love for the Haunted Mansion or Nightmare Before Christmas, like that's what getting married at a haunted house is.
Yeah, it's an interesting
Does
intersection because I do believe that the same type of personality, if you're this personality, you approach a crossroads. One road leads to Disneyland and the other leads to scary. And you can choose to become one of those
but
things.
You can't
but
go down
it's
both.
The same personality, you just chose a different path.
Yes.
And so the Haunted Mansion people are interesting because they are both.
They reside somewhere. They have a Jack Skellington tattoo and they're kind of somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. And they could be into some genuinely scary shit as well, but the Jack Skellington sort of neutralizes it.
There's also a nun.
Because he's hot.
Yeah, there was a nun.
What did you say?
Let's not gloss over that little fun fact. A nun married them, and I was like,
is it the nun from the movie?
The titular
nun. The scary nun, or is it just a weird religious woman.
Or just like a really like, mean yeah, religious lady.
I've chosen to live alone till I die.
Yeah, is evil the word that she's prescribing to this woman that she just doesn't like?
Yeah, we're married by this
or
evil
it's like
priest.
Or if they're going through, it's like, you know how in Vegas, it's like, I want to be married by Elvis. I want to be married. It's like, oh, honey, we should, oh, my, if they offer the package, we should just do the
Is
evil.
It extra?
Well, I mean, if it's our wedding. Come on, don't be silly.
No, I know, but, you know, money's tight. You know, we're saving for the honeymoon.
I know, but if they're offering it, I mean, okay. Like, if we want to get, like, an evil nun, like, she looks pretty evil, right?
Dude,
what's the evil nun package?
The evil nun package is not for the faint of heart.
Oh, that's probably us out then, so.
Well, hold on. Oh, how about you listen to women for once?
Okay.
Sorry.
You got me!
Yeah, no. He hates it.
I do.
Why don't you keep going? I'm interested. I'm listening.
Should you choose the evil nun
you
package?
You got like 10 years older in the second between us just talking, and I love it.
Should you choose the evil nun package?
Her face darkens.
Whoa.
And wrinkles start to appear on her face.
That's our narrator.
Is that extra?
Is that part of the package? Can
That's
we get a narrator?
Extra.
Can I cut it?
The lights dim.
Okay.
A candle lights. Nobody had a match.
Oh!
Okay. Maybe I'm into it. Keep going.
Should you choose
it's
the evil nun package?
Uh-huh.
Be warned.
Be warned.
Your marriage will be filled with tumult and torture. Fights in places where there nary be fights.
Oh, come on. We never fight. That's like one thing about us is that we've, in the 10 years we've been together, we've literally never fought once.
Not even in IKEA.
Yeah.
No, we made it through IKEA. That's, I think, what's really strong and healthy is that we've never had a crossword with each other, ever.
Yeah.
A light touch against the shoulder shows that he's uncomfortable with what's going on.
Oh, well, come on. You know, well, sorry, you don't know us.
I'm
so
sorry.
You can narrate, but you actually, it's so you don't
I don't think
us.
Narrators know about what I feel inside.
A turn to the narrator shows his insecurity is deeper than first thought.
So, if we wanted to do the evil nun, because there's something like, is it weird that I'm like, ooh?
Yes.
Really?
Deeply.
Okay. So if we wanted to do the evil, let's just say we want to do the evil nun. We want to do the evil nun. Like, what kind of, like, tumult are you talking about? Because that sounds, like, exciting.
I would love our relationship
to be worse for me.
Yeah, you fucking would.
Yeah, I would.
The tumult consists of fire, blood, locusts, and gambling.
That was the craziest plague of all that they don't talk about.
They don't talk about it. But should you choose the evil nun package, it will become a part of you. Blood will rain from the skies. Lotto numbers will come to you.
Wait,
in your head.
That's, are they the right ones? Or
no!
They just, oh, okay, they're just random lotto numbers.
Oh. Should you choose the evil nun
that's
package?
That's the scary part, is that there's all the time, but right. It's never the right
like
one.
Like from Lost.
You will be haunted by numbers that could be winning, but they never will be.
Oh, that doesn't sound as fun as like fire and like torture and you know stuff.
That,
like that
will be there as well.
Okay.
If
what's he feeling now, narrator?
Oh, sorry, I'm on a lunch break.
That's all right.
No.
If you want to get him back, you have to pay the meal penalty.
Now, I'm scared to ask.
I thought we were just.
Did they say they're gonna pay?
Through options. What's that?
Are you gonna pay the meal penalty?
We're trying to figure out what that is.
We have to. It's very simple. In the state of California, you can work for 6 hours at a time.
I got it.
If no meal break is taken, you receive a meal penalty on the employer.
Hey, I'm totally willing to take it. I will come back. I will start narrating again. But right now, I'm knee deep in sandwiches. Knee deep.
Where are they from?
Subway. Oh,
never mind. Look, if my beautiful Minnie Mouse. I love this.
He's
mouse.
Like Mickey Disney. And his Minnie.
She's so mini and itty bitty.
He's just my Mickey guy.
If my itty bitty mini 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 mouse wants to do the evil nun, you know, and pay
well,
for
we
this.
We could also look and see what else there is because it's like I want this to be our day.
Okay, but
would you like to hear the other options?
I'd love literally nothing more.
I'm just
more
saying
than
we
that.
Don't get married in the next 15 minutes. Our anniversary is not going to be Halloween. It's going to be
let's
stroke of midnight. It's going to be November 1st.
Let's keep it going.
I will rattle through them.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you choose to forego the evil nun package, we have as the following. Evil deacon package.
Oh.
Evil priest package. Evil altar boy package.
Oh.
It's all very Catholic.
Evil communion cracker package.
Oh, that one's interesting.
We've figured out how to make the cracker do it.
Kind of like an anthropomorphic communion
wafer. Yes, all right. It's all very exciting. Evil guy package.
Oh, that's okay. Very Catholic.
And normal.
Okay.
Oh.
I gotta say, for being at like a haunted house, this is the most religious haunted house I've ever been to.
Well, we are sponsored.
Sorry, I'm just.
The sorry. Do you need.
Pass
what do you
the
need?
Mayonnaise?
Yeah, of course.
You could have asked for mayonnaise at the Subway. You can literally have it.
I get my own
he
mayonnaise.
He has a specific, yeah, he has a specific.
What packages Kewpie. Is
I'm
going to
slide over.
I guess I could just ask you, unless it costs anything. Can I talk to him?
Well, how much longer do you have on your break?
Union rules, I've got 4 hours left.
Fuck, that deal you guys got was great.
Can I ask you something, like, just really cool and not... Like,
yeah, of course. If we're just hanging out as pals.
Don't pry. Don't pry.
Yeah, this is lunch. Out. Oh, you want to do lunchtime talk?
He's on his break.
I want lunchtime talk.
Yeah, lunchtime talk.
What Mini. Packages are you included in? Because you got a great energy.
I don't do a lot. I do the deacon, the altar boy, the nun. I do the weird priest and also the perverted priest.
Oh, that wasn't an option.
I forgot to mention pervert
well, you don't
priest.
Do a lot, but that's
I do the
like
normal priest. The normal priest. Which is also, it's the same as a perverted priest. Just so you know, because you pay extra for the
They're the
normal.
Same guy. He just raises his eyebrows when he's
sure,
the pervert.
Sure.
And I fake to be disappointed in the rest of the church.
Well, honey, I know that, oh my God, we only have 10 more minutes to get married on Halloween. I'm kind of feeling evil nun.
Fuck, I was thinking pervert deacon.
Well, I don't think pervert. I know, I think it was evil perverted priest and then evil deacon. I don't know if perverted deacon was an option.
Can the deacon be perverted?
All of them can be perverted.
Okay.
All of them will be perverted.
Can we do double act, evil nun, perverted deacon?
You want to pay for a swap in, swap out?
Tag team. I could get my brother involved.
A tag team? That's what I was looking for. Yeah. You want our tag team package.
Otherwise known as a swap in, swap out. Yeah.
Yes. We can. That can be arranged. So who would you like for your first position?
I think evil nun evil to nun. Start. Yes.
You want evil nun starting and you want pervert closing.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I've always said that.
Okay. Step right up.
Oh my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most romantic day of your life.
I love you so much.
Chamber one will open
now. I'm fucking out of here. Please.
Let's do our last segment.
Woo! Let's get it over.
Ready?
Let's do it.
This
shook me all week long.
You guys, if you're new to the show,
I remember you from earlier. Did you like it?
This is it. What'd you think?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. So this is the part of the show where we talk about what's been shaking our asses all week long. Kylie Woo. And Ryan, what have you guys been thinking about nonstop? What has been shaking your ass so hard that you're like, oh my God, my ass is shaking. I can't stop thinking about my shaking ass.
Whoever
can go first. I didn't just mean to be like Kylie.
No, I'm trying to think of what's shaking me. I think something that shook me recently was I just found out how much almond butter costs.
It's okay. Gold.
It is the number is double what I thought plus a couple.
Yes.
So there's the riddle. How much do you think it costs?
13 a jar?
15 a jar.
Wow.
New York.
At my local bodega. Right. And
this is my city.
They had like a...
my hometown.
They had a couple of almond butters available. And when she rang me up and she was like, it was 15. I was like, are there any cheaper almond butters? And she was like, no.
You dumb bitch.
No, you fucking dumb shit. No. That's how much almond butter costs. So that's just something I learned. I did buy it.
Good.
You got
and,
it.
And it's it. Not worth it. Yeah. It isn't worth
wait
it.
Till
how
you
many
find
dollars
out about sun
do you
nut.
Think it's worth?
I think it's worth $8. And you can quote me on that.
Okay. Wait, what did you actually
you
pay?
Here first.
What did you pay?
I paid $15.
$15
for a jar.
You're pissed.
For a jar.
I think it's a great deal.
Okay, you're working for big almond
butter. It's a great deal. Big almond butter. I will pivot and say shaking. I get very motion sick very easily. Like if I'm in a pool for too long, I get nauseous. Very motion sick.
Are you?
Very.
But that's because you're doing the thing where you're going around in circles, being like, "I'm making a whirlpool
for hours," and I don't understand what's going on.
And it works.
No, I tried to go see The Shark Is Broken last night, and I say tried because I made it about 15 to 20 minutes into the show before I didn't know there was a big screen where
no
it makes
way.
You feel like you're on a boat. And I had to leave. I literally had to leave. I was not on an aisle seat either. I was in the middle, and I had to be
you
like,
"You made a
hey.
Show of it."
This is me for the first 15 minutes. I was doing this, and the woman next to me, I could hear audibly being like, "Oh my God, this man's dying next to me." And so I got up and I left. And I on the way out, they're like, as soon as you exit a Broadway show, they're like, "Excuse me, come over here." Like if they think something's wrong, I'm like, "I got sick and I don't know how to explain it. I got sick. I need to go walking right now. I can't watch the rest of it." And the man looked at me and the person I went with and said, "Well, this is a first."
That's shocking.
And I was like,
"No,
fuck you. There's no way this is a first. It literally, you put us out on a boat in the middle and gave us no warning. I thought I was going to throw up. At one point, I was like, maybe I'll make it through this. And I probably made it 40 minutes into the show before exiting. But honestly was like, I might throw up on a bunch of people in the middle of this show. So I recommend it. It's a great show. Get there as soon as possible. sit in the middle and take a Dramamine.
I saw a show once where we had to walk across the stage to get to our seats before the like show started.
Yeah.
The only way to exit the theater was walking back across the stage. About 25 minutes in, woman in front of me reaches into her lap, gets her fucking purse out, and just goes everywhere.
Nor-
the seats were on a slope. It's cascading down.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's
and then
what...
she had to get up and like, shuffle and walk through a scene to leave, covered in vomit.
Dripping.
So I think you made the right call leaving.
Yeah, no, I'm glad I did.
Riley, what's my chicken?
I was about to ask you.
No, but I asked you first so I could have more time to think.
No, because I want more time to think.
Okay. What's been shaking me is Reviewer Review Live.
Shut up.
Because now you can't take it.
Wow.
Now you can't fucking take it. But this has been such a good time. Thank you guys for coming out. I just like, whatever Riley's is going to be is not going to be as good as mine.
It sucks now. Mine's going to be like some weird like cartoon I think is hot. And you're going to be like, I love being here.
I love the city. I love the people. I love the friends we made. So, Riley, take it away.
We don't have to talk to have a good time. So I guess it's like while I think of something, it's okay to be silent.
Just sit in the space. Just sit in the love in the room.
Oh, God. What has been shaking me? Fucking...
Do you want suggestions of nouns?
Yes.
Dog. You're always fucking talking about dogs. Milk. There's got to be a dog you like.
Oh, I did. I did.
Knew
tell
it. David fucking knew it.
Thank you. My boyfriend and I are getting a dog next year.
Woo!
Yes.
Daniel, it's recorded, so it has to come true. No, we have been wanting a dog, and by we, I mean really me. Both of us, but like, I literally every 10 minutes, apropos of nothing, I'm like, yeah, I want a dog. And we're going to get one next, like, late summer, early fall. And I'm very excited about it. We're very excited. And we've
planning
been going
so
through...
so far ahead.
Because we're thinking about work and travel,
I know,
the most sense. And I literally, like, we sat down, and we looked at the calendar, and we're like...
2034, we are going to get
we're
a dog.
We're like quarter three of 2024, we're getting a dog. And so we've been thinking about just like dog names. We don't even know what kind of dog or what dog we're getting. But we're like thinking about names that we do like. And Alf recommended one. And what's shaking me is that I took it off the list. Because...
Fuck off. It was such a good name, too.
So Alf recommended the name Ego, which is
like
really
the
like the waffle.
Oh.
Because it's like, oh, when it's being bad, you can be like, you're being a little deviled egg. Or just like, you know, cutesy shit like that. And so Alf was like, because I was like, Daniel, we should name our dog Egg. And Daniel's like, absolutely fucking not. And then Alf was like, you should name it Ego. And we're like, that's cute. But then all day we've been like, oh, Ego, Ego. And then it's one of those things where it's like, I just said it too many times. I'm like,
because it's
hate
too
it.
Fucking good of a name. And now someone else is going to name their dog Ego and you're going to feel like a
so
right guy.
Somebody here's going to take it.
Someone here's going to take it. So, yep, getting a dog. I'll finally be able to shut the fuck up about it on the podcast of talking about how much I want a dog because we're going to get one in almost a year, which is that's shaking me today.
Jesus Christ.
Can
you're
I
being
ask,
preemptively shook. Yes.
Why are you waiting?
Because we just like. Holiday travel, and then I travel for
9 months.
No.
It's a long Christmas this year. You know it's
so
falling on a Monday.
Back from Thanksgiving, it's June, and no, because I travel for work for a couple months next year. And so
I'd love to see you get one tomorrow.
So would I.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so
thank you
much.
So
it's
much
been
for
a blast.
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Thank you guys.
Kylie and Ryan, do you guys? Where can people find you? Do you have anything to plug? Anything to share?
Oh my gosh, I'm online and I do shows at Deadeye Breakman on all the platforms. That's it.
Yay.
There you go. Woo! I'm also online, Rye Gall on Instagram. Follow to. I have a hopefully a movie. If anybody likes horror movies, which goes
whoa
with theme.
Scary
horror movie. Hopefully coming out in the next like.
I will watch it.
Yeah,
you.
Maybe like we're looking at like 3 to 6 months. It'll be available, but follow because we'll update all the time. It's called McCurdy Point. It's a film shot up in Maine. It's very spooky and small and low budget, but very spooky.
Yay.
And yeah, that's it.
Do you have anything to plug? I have something to plug. Daniel Rashid and I made a short film a couple years ago that's coming out in December. It's premiering at Dances with Films. It's called Chauncey, and it will be released online very soon, so we're very excited about that. Yay! You can find Alfred on Instagram at AlfredInIt. You can find the show on Instagram at ReviewReview. Reddit r/ReviewReview. And we're on Discord at the HeadGum Discord, ReviewReview. Yeah.
And you can find Riley on Instagram.com, just the web browser, not the phone app, at Riley Antspot, and on Twitter.com, now known as xxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxxx
guys, we got Kylie Brakeman, Ryan Gall, and as we say
every single week, we say this every week on the show.
And you all know it, the audience. We all say it together.
Fuck, what is it?
We say it literally every week.
Do
we was in? That's reviewing.
Reviewing.
Woo! Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Littlefield, for having us. Thank you, guys.
That was a HeadGum original.